Welcome to EAA Radio. I'm Wireless Mike.
And I'm Matthew on Squawk 1200 today.
And today we are joined by Peter Mettis and David Copeland from...
Bristol.
Bristol, Bristol. Thank yes, you. It's yes, right on your hat.
Yes.
Excellent.
It's all good.
Excellent. So tell us a little bit about your airplane.
There's a lot to tell. Peter knows better because he's our test flight engineer. But Bristol is happy to be here for many, I don't know how many years we've been here. I know the company's 19 years plus.
Yeah.
But so I think it's 5, 6, 7 years. We have our, just one thing about, I think we have to tell about EAA because Jack and his team brought us here. And we're happy to sponsor and show people about our aircraft and our company and our customers and our owners and operators around the world. But long story short, you can tell I'm a salesman, right?
Yeah.
Getting all that in 10 seconds. The fact is that we're really proud to be here on the 250th anniversary and celebration for our country, as well as show how the craftsmanship happens and brings these beautiful planes across the sea from the Czech Republic, as well as also getting more people involved in aviation. We're just talking to some, you know, everywhere we go, we promote aviation. We promote people to learn to fly in our aircraft. We promote people that are, you know, coming out of aviation down or up or whatever. They want a second or third airplane. That's us. And Peter can talk more about that. But we have really, I think, 5 really models that we present and about 15 configurations plus Mosaic coming along and
right.
plus, you know, new innovation in avionics and new innovation with different things that we're trying out in the aircraft as far as certification in different countries and also power plants. We can all talk about all that in a very short amount of time. But really, we our main goal is to produce premium quality aircraft for pilots. With pilots in mind, the owners of the company, it's a family-owned company, and they're all pilots. And they fly all the airplanes along with Peter. So they say, let's go fly this. Or they say, Peter, go check this out. And that's his primary responsibility, which is so cool to have a guy like this around us and to be with him, because we learned so much about how that airplane flew, or what did you see, or how did you do that, or what are we looking for, or you've got this. I asked him about another model we can't talk about yet today, and he's like, well, can I tell a salesman? And that's a bad answer, right? No. So he doesn't tell me much, but we'll try to get a line of cool down and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and you mentioned that you have a wide variety of airplanes that cover a wide variety of pilots.
Right.
So I'm interested to hear more about how a new pilot might get into one of these airplanes. How would you learn to fly?
Yeah, go ahead.
So we can start from very basic models. Just a quick description. We have 2 platforms. It is either 1630 pounds LSA platform or 1750 pounds B-23 certified or Mosaic in the States. So those are the airplanes who we are having, and you can get a training from the very beginning from the most simple designs like the fixed pitch prop, fixed gear, and analog instruments, up to the very high-end retractable gear, in-flight adjustable or the hydraulic pitch prop, turbocharged engine with the full avionics for the IFR operations, day-night IMC.
All right, so is it 2-seater, 4-seater?
Yeah, this is 2-seater airplane, full metal design. So coming from Czech Republic, everything is designed and assembled in Czech Republic and imported to the United States. So side-by-side 2-seater, with pretty large cabin. We have 51 inches in side width, which is very comfortable. We have the adjustable pedals, we have adjustable seat, and we have wing luggage compartments. So it is either for the basic training, because the airplane is very stable and very predictable, up to the very, I would say, long distance traveler, because we have also the option for the extended range tanks and retractable gear for the higher speeds. So anything you prefer, we can do.
So with the extended range, how long can you fly for, and how far do you get?
All right. So if we talk about turbocharged engines, which are now mostly wanted, we have about 4 hours endurance in the standard tanks, which will be about 500, 600 nautical miles. And if you go for the extended range, you get 6 hours endurance. So you have like 300 miles more, so you are about 900 miles.
I don't have that personal endurance in that small of an airplane.
We'll stop there. Right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, as we said,
you gotta stop for lunch.
As we said, extended range are more like for crossing the remote areas without the services.
Right. Yeah, and What kind of engines are you using in it?
So we are using exclusively Rotax as the serial production. So we have everything from the 100 horsepower carburetor Rotax up to the very end 916 turbocharged. So all of them are certified, are tested, and available.
And is that running 100 low lead, or is that running autogas?
So you can have either MoGas, automotive, even with an ethanol blend, up to the F-gas. So you can get anything you bring from the gas station.
And another question that people are always asking, I'm sure, is tell us more about the avionics.
Oh, yeah. So we are installing mostly the Garmin avionics. The big thing is now the Garmin Nexus, which will be delivered to Bristol company soon. And we already have it available on your orders. Yeah. So this is what we are going to work now on. But it will be quite simple for us because we know Garmin for a long time. So we know the G3X very well. And we just replaced the G3X with the Axis, which has implemented everything inside the one display, which will be very nice and clean design of the instrument panel. But you can also get the analog instruments. You can combine it so you have the G3X or Axis on the left screen and then some backup mechanical instruments on the right screen. You can also put your iPad holders, chargers, you can put the power sockets anywhere you want for your comfort and for your needs.
Lots of options there.
Yeah, it's a very custom airplane. I mean, everything from the avionics, we send that out. Right now, you've got two choices because the G3X as well as Axis has come out, which we're super excited about. And also, we want to combine that with flights and fleets that already are, you know, if you already are flying three of our aircraft in your fleet, you might not want to change to Axis. We're going to keep available as long as we can the 3X. But Axis is going to be available and very cool in design, of course, with Garmin. They're a very innovative company. But also, the customization of that will customize the panel. If it's Garmin and where the switches are, certain people like them in certain places, and we can do that. Custom interior, custom paint, that custom, even the canopy is customized to the color that you want. So we do everything a little bit differently. People say it's hand-built. It is hand-built, but we use CNC machines to actually machine everything. So if you do have a part or need something, it's going to fit your airplane. It's not hand-riveted like some of the older companies that we see out there.
So how many aircraft are you producing a year right now?
So we're making about 130 a year. So now the total number is about 1,200 airplanes produced from 2009. That's when the company started production, and we are still running very good. Yeah. So that's it.
Yeah, I just love that there's more options for airplanes for training, because there's such a strong need for that for the pilots to get training. And
yeah, I think Mosaic is going to help with that a little bit, expand that if the FAA's done this for 7 years and 738 pages of whatever it was in there, right? So some guy read the whole thing. I'm like, really?
We'll have them on tomorrow.
Yeah, really. Right. Hey, good luck with that. That'll be a long interview. So the other part about it is we want to make it easy and safe. And we provide BRS and all those things that some of the larger aircraft do to promote safety. Also, we have the best safety records in the industry in light sport, which is really awesome because the airplanes are so agile. And, you know, sometimes they want to pull a parachute at 43 or 45 or 50 knots, right? So I want to pick where I want to land. I always tell that to people, unless the wing's gone or something, right? So, but in those extreme cases, you know, we take it and offer all those options, like you said. But also, I think we have to look at where I look at parking lots when I go to flight schools, or I look at the FBO, and you see Teslas, and you see $40,000, you know, whatever they are, and you see a $70,000 Jeep and a $100,000 truck, right, all parked out there. So they walk out on the ramp. What's their expectation of what they're going to fly, right? It's not legacy. I'm sorry, I have to cut that. I've worked for those companies. 1950s, 60s, and 70s designs don't work, because the expectation that we all have in our cars, take for example, is that we're going to have a touchscreen, or we're going to have GPS, or we're going to have Sirius, and we're going to have all these options. Plus, we're going to have a lot of things that keep the engine or efficient as possible, and we want to run as long as we can. And my truck goes 600 miles, and a Ford does on the extended range, right? So we want to extend range, and we offer that in a very efficient aircraft from 4.4 gallons per hour to, you know, just under 10.
Yeah.
And so that's what I think people are going to expect, especially in our economies that we have now. So we offer all those with our variety of engines and power plants.
Modern look and feel, and a modern airplane and design, too. Just as a reminder, this is Squawk 1200, and we are talking with David and Peter of the Bristol Corporation, thank you for being here. Yeah. Just to make sure we get this, where can we find you here on the grounds? If people are listening, where can they get to talk with you?
Well, everybody knows Celebration Avenue, right? Celebration Way.
Yeah.
Okay, we're just off Knapp Street. So we're Knapp Street and Celebration Way right behind EAA. And we're at 296 and 297 all week.
And you got some planes for people to come take a look at with different
yeah.
options?
We have six on the field, well, five on the field and one in Appleton. We're doing demos all week, which is pretty exciting. The schedule is filling up fast with people from all over the world wanting to come fly our airplanes. So we have three at our display, the RG Classic and also a B-23M. And then we're at BRS with the B-23M and then another Classic over at Rotax. So we're covering the grounds pretty well.
Nice. Right, so that people have no excuse to come find you somewhere.
No excuse, right.
So, you said you have like five different configurations, was that right?
Yeah, I'd say five platforms and 15 configurations. By the time you go 912 to 916, those kind of can be in almost every configuration of those platforms, really.
Yeah, so we have two platforms for the weight, gross weight. Then we have three configurations of the landing gear at LSA. It is either the tricycle gear, fixed tricycle, retractable tricycle, or the table dragger. Then we have the four engines options, right? The 912 carburetor and injected, 915, 916, and then we have also this difference in the wingspan. So we have, 9 meters or 8 meters, yeah. which is like 30 right. feet-ish.
Right. right.
So we have like the more agile option or the most stable option.
All right. Well, unfortunately, I'll talk airplanes all day long, but we are out of time. and so we thank you for coming
yeah,
in.
No problem.
This has been Peter Mittis and David Copeland from Bristol Aircraft, and you're listening to EAA Radio.